Hello, this is Revel, and you are listening to Rockin' Radio. For timeline clarity, this is November 2008, so don't be confused by events mentioned on this program. My guest is lifestyle fitness expert, raw food advocate, and one brilliant marketer, Kevin Gianni. Welcome, Kevin.
Hey, Revel, how are you?
I'm fantastic. So, who is Kevin Gianni? How did you get to where you are? I mean, like, as a kid, did you eat anything special? Were you exercising on a regular basis? What kind of guy was Kevin as a kid?
Well, I was always into sports, so I was into fitness. And I played football and basketball and tennis all throughout high school. And as a football player, I was a captain of the team, one of the captains. We won the state championship, so I was always into fitness. But I really had no clue when it came to nutrition. You know, my mom prepared frozen vegetables, with our meals. And to give you an even better idea, is before our tennis matches, when I was a junior and senior in high school, my doubles partner and I, we were the number one doubles team, we would sit down in the school cafeteria and we would go to the school store and we would get a pack of Twinkies and a Mountain Dew, and we'd slug the Mountain Dew. We'd eat the Twinkies really fast, and then we'd hop into my caravan. I think I was driving at the time, a Dodge caravan, and we'd drive around the neighborhood where the high school was, and we'd smoke a cigarette, and then we'd come in, and then we'd play our tennis match. We actually did pretty well, so I'd be surprised, and I'd be interested to see what we could have done if we had taken a little bit better care of ourselves. So that's kind of where I came in terms of nutrition. But if you fast forward through college, I became a self-proclaimed beer-slugging loser and basically partied all the time, didn't really pay attention to any sort of schoolwork or anything like that. And I did, for some reason or another, I still managed to go to the gym very frequently, but I never got any results that I wanted. I always had a layer of beer and pizza, you know, around my belly and under my chin and all that, and all the other places where that stuff builds up. And you know, it came to a head after college when I realized, you know, I was going out all the time. I was living in a basement of an apartment in Brooklyn, New York, with two friends who didn't like me anymore. And I had gone out one night, and it was a late night, and I woke up the next morning probably about 12 or 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I peeled my head off the pillow, and I asked myself a question. And the question was, is there anything better than this?
And how old were you then?
What's that?
How old were you then about that time?
It was probably a year after college. I was, 21, 22.
Yeah.
So I peeled my head off the pillow and I said, is there anything better than this? And that started a string of answers that I actually was surprised that I came up with. And the answers obviously were yes, there is something better than this. And so I started to kind of take my own journey and take control of my own personal, addictions and my own personal health, and I lost 30 pounds. I met a great girlfriend who eventually became my wife, and we started a personal training business, and we started kind of doing some of the things that I had learned in the past, and she was an athletic trainer, so she had a lot of experience with athletes, and doing some of the things that worked for fitness as well as worked for my own personal transformation, getting out of addictive type behaviors, and we started to get some results, and that's kind of where it took off from there.
Should I assume this is your current wife, Anne Marie?
Yes, it is. Yes, my first and only.
Okay. Did you have any models? I mean, was this just something you and Anne Marie did together without any models? Did you have anybody to look to for this kind of transformation?
Yeah, I read a lot of books, and that kind of grounded me. One of the first books I read, once I moved home to my parents' house, I literally, about a day after, I peeled my head off the pillow, I called my mom and I said, Mom, I'm moving home. And she said, well, that's great, but you're going to sleep in the guest room and you can't put any of your clothes in the drawer. And I said, wow, that's really welcoming. thanks, lady. And so when I got home, she gave me this book. It was called The Seeker's Guide. And The Seeker's Guide is by Elizabeth Lesser. And Elizabeth Lesser, I believe that she helped found the Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, and I believe there's one in Costa Rica now, too. And so I read this book, and that opened me up to the possibility that there was more of a spiritual side to all of this, and it wasn't just, cut and dry, common sense type belief system that I was operating on. And then I started to read, you know, nutrition books. I started to read fitness books. Dr. Phil Maffetone, I've read a few of his books, and I really kind of resonated with his holistic approach to fitness. I bought a lot of different programs, strength and conditioning programs. And I had already known a lot of this stuff because I was the guy in the gym that everyone used to come to and, you know, ask, you know, what are you doing? How are you doing it? But I really kind of honed my skills then, and then I moved into a little bit more of a whole food vegan type diet, and I started reading people like John Robbins and recently, you know, in 2006, T. Colin Campbell, China Study. And, you know, I really started to decide that for me at least, and for the people who weren't getting results, that a vegetarian or vegan or even moving into a raw food diet really help people with weight loss. And there's no better indicator of success in a weight loss program or a health program is if you're 50 pounds overweight and you start to lose that weight. That's what people are looking for. They're looking for the results. And so, you know, we wanted to give them the best technology out there to get the results. And we couldn't find anything better than a whole food, vegan, primarily raw type diet.
So when you first started, you were not vegan.
No.
Obviously not raw.
Yeah.
And how did you see your body change?
Well, when I started to move into vegan and raw food, I actually started to see my abs, you know. It was one of those things where every guy, and I was taken then, so I wasn't single anymore, but any single guy, you know, wants to see a six-pack of abs because they think that that's like the ticket to finding like the girl of their dreams, which guys who are listening, it's not the truth, but
no, it's the chest guys or the thighs. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I kind of said, that started to show up and I was like, wow. So this is something that I wanted to do for a long time. And I didn't even think about it now. So I was really impressed with it. I was able to do some of my running training a little bit more effectively. Some of my recovery was better, and I just felt better overall, all around, and that was really important to me because, you know, I'm a pretty high energy guy, and, you know, I got even more energy, and I was like, whoa, I'm like where's the limit?
Yeah, you've got more energy than any two-year-olds I know.
I know. Well, I'm sometimes like a 2-year-old. You can ask Anne Marie.
I'm sure. Well, you're a guy. Oops, I didn't say that on the air. Yeah, I want to actually confirm what you said, because when I first started weight training many moons ago, I was going after weight training. We'd go out for a 3-egg omelet with everything in it.
Yeah.
And I could feel muscle, but I couldn't see it.
Yeah.
And then when I went just vegetarian, wasn't raw vegan, I went vegetarian. And my God, I could see my muscles, and even my training partner told, it was really funny because he told me, this was a new training partner who didn't know me when I was eating a lot of eggs and meat and stuff. And he told me, wow, he says, your back is really cut. I can't imagine what you would look like if you would eat some animal protein. I'm like, no, yeah,
dude.
I already know what I looked like. I like me better now.
Yeah.
So anyway, so now are you 100% raw or basically primarily?
No, I'm not 100% raw.
Okay.
And proud of it. Because for me, the goal is optimal health.
Yes.
It's not 100% raw. Now, if 100% raw fits into optimal health at that particular time, mm-hmm. then yes. In the last 2 months, I've been 100% raw. For whatever that's worth, that kind of fits into my goals right now. But, you know, I don't think anyone is really looking to put a plaque on the wall that says they're 100% raw, or they want six-pack abs, or they want these kind of superficial type things. I think what people really want, they want to feel good, they want to be good, they want to just, you know, create whatever possibility they can with the physical being that they have. And so that's just so much more important than you know, maybe eating a plate of steamed kale or maybe some cooked quinoa, you know what I mean? It's that to me, that doesn't seem to get in the way. And it was causing me some stress, too. And I think stress sometimes is worse than some of those whole food, vegan-type foods. It's because stress can really cause havoc on your body, particularly if you're already maxed out, if your adrenals are already working very hard, if your systems are already a little bit taxed, if you're doing, like, high-stress-type things, or if you're sitting at the computer all day, or you're you know, you're bumping from place to place. You got to really, really be careful of your stress levels. And when we were traveling, I just found that you know, it was sometimes just easier to go to, you know, a place. And I really enjoy going out to dinner, so it was easier to go to, you know, a vegan place and hang out and just relax with Anne-Marie than it was to, you know, stress about going to a local health food store, getting some stuff in the hotel, chopping it up. It just wasn't the same. It seemed like it was always on the go, and there wasn't much relaxed time. And some people do it, and, you know, I definitely tip my hat off to them. But for me, that kind of wasn't in the cards. And you know, if we go to a raw food restaurant and we find one in a place that we're traveling, we'll go and we'll eat it, and our stomachs will be upset. But I'd almost rather eat something that's vegan than go to a raw food restaurant.
Okay, well, you know what? We got to come back to that. We'll talk about that when we get back.
You got it.
Hi, welcome back to Rockin' Radio. Second edition of my book, Smoothies and Smoothies for Life, based on the raw food lifestyle, is now out as a beautiful soft cover with 4-color photos and as an ebook. The reason I say based on the raw food lifestyle is I could not find a smoothie book that didn't have soy milk or something like that in there, and I didn't want. I'm lazy about substituting, so I created my own book and I put it out for everybody who's listening. I've added more recipes from the new one or from the old one, and 2 new sections: one about health properties of the ingredients in the book, and 138 common health conditions and potential natural relief using the recipes in the book. I guarantee a container of smoothies every day will change your life. Now. Remember, surrender to the blender for optimal health. And people keep asking me, is that all I have to drink all day? Of course not. It's just an easy way to get some food, you know, some really high nutrition into your system. Eat what you want. The more you eat, the better you eat, you'll feel better. And please take time to check out my websites, revelations.com, where you can sign up for my weekly revelations. When you do, you'll receive my latest ebook, whatever that is at the moment. Find out about my teleclasses or my books, Revolutionize Your Life in 30 Days, A Self-Empowering Playbook, and Smoothies and Smoothies for Life. Also books I recommend from Amazon and more. My guest today is a lifestyle fitness expert, and I believe he's a raw food advocate, or at least an optimal living healthy advocate. Let's put it that way. How's that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we were talking about... there's so many people. I'm glad to hear you say that, Kevin, because I've seen people on raw food boards, and it's all about there's an ego thing for many people about how raw they are. And I like to hear that there are a lot of people now relaxing that and taking the stress and the strain off of that. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
Why are you doing raw now, though? You say you're doing 100% for the last couple of months. Is there a reason for that in particular?
Yes, absolutely. Over the past like year, some changes have happened in my own personal health, and much to my surprise, actually. I was in amazing shape in 2006. I ran 3 marathons. Was really in probably the best shape of my entire life, and I was absolutely thrilled. I would go out and run, and I'd be out in the woods, and just having the most amazing time. And I was lifting weights, and I was really doing a lot of really awesome stuff. About 2007 winter time, I started to get really tired, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. And this kind of lasted for an extended period of time, and I really had no idea what was happening to me. And I kind of just let it go, and I cut back on my running, and I just wasn't doing all the things I wanted to do. Then what happened was I got bit by a tick. I got Lyme disease, and this lasted on and off for a period of about a year, which was kind of surprising because I was teaching health and I was feeling a little bit, you know, weird because I didn't feel as optimal as I wanted to, and I hadn't been running all this sort of stuff. So I got bit by a tick. I got actually Lyme disease, and I took I did a hybrid approach of antibiotics and herbal remedies. And I really wiped out the Lyme disease, but I also wiped out my intestinal flora. So what happened was I had a bloom of candida, a yeast bloom, and this has been confirmed by some IgA, IgG, IgM a say. The IgA levels were very high. If your IgA levels are very high, that's an external type infection where your body, your immune system is reacting to it, but it's on the external part of your body, and your intestines actually are external. If you kind of turn yourself out inside out, it's the same kind of deal. It's really just a tube from stomach to your anus. And so my protocol for the last 2 months to get rid of this is actually eating a 100% raw diet with about a gallon of green juice a day, very low to no sugar and minimal amounts of fat. So I've lost a little bit of weight, but the candida has started to decline, and I've been taking I took a test, and I'll be taking another test the next month or so to confirm that this is working. But back to when I said my energy levels started to decline, is I have pinpointed the issue that was happening with me, and a lot of people aren't going to like this, but what was happening to me was I was eating cacao powder every single day, and what it was doing was actually stripping minerals from my body. And now that's just me personally. For someone might have a different reaction to it than I did, but that was confirmed through different mineral testing. My kidneys and my liver were strongly affected by it, and I was passing minerals through my urine. My urine became very dark for an extended period of time because of the fact that I was passing all these minerals, because the cacao was actually stripping the minerals from my body.
How did they know it was the cacao as opposed to...
Because the minute I took the cacao out of my diet, everything turned around.
Okay.
It was the only thing I took out of my diet. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. Like, it was the only thing I took out of my diet. My urine came back to a normal color, and my kidney and my liver started to improve almost instantly. So that for me was a real wake-up call, because, I'm on my path to optimal health. I was assuming that, more of it, all this stuff is good. And for me personally, and I'm not knocking the cacao, but for me personally, that was putting a stress on my kidneys, it was putting a stress on my liver, my adrenals, and everything. And it was really wearing me down and stripping minerals from my body. I'm still rebuilding some of those minerals, because I couldn't believe the assays that I got back saying, how low my magnesium and calcium were. It created a very acidic environment in my body. And so that was, and that depressed my immune system. Maybe anecdotal or not, but probably the reason why I was able to not be able to fight off the spirochetes, the Lyme bacteria infection, as well as I probably would have, because I've been bitten by ticks hundreds of times before and never even, flinched about it, never gotten any sort of reaction to it. And so that was, that was kind of my own journey now, and it's I'm almost thankful for having it, because now I can really explain very detailed, my own personal experience and how, I've worked and I'm still working to get out of it and to bring more awareness to a community that may be, given information that might not be right or right for them. I'm not going to say not right, but not right for them personally.
Yeah, well, I found when I was at the Raw Spirit Festival, and I've mentioned this on a couple podcasts, that on Friday I felt pretty good. Saturday, we spent a lot of time at the chocolate cacao bars,
mm-hmm.
and by 5 o'clock, 5:30, I could not function anymore.
Yeah.
And I said, we got to go back to the house. I felt so bad. And I was like, is this just me? Because I keep hearing about how cacao is supposed to be good for you. I just know I ate a lot of it that day, and I could not function. And
yeah.
So... I totally support you. I mean, I buy carob myself. Love the taste of it, but I don't use it that often.
Yeah, cacao's a great treat.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Yeah. It's just, for me, some of these foods that, let's just talk about some of these foods, the so-called, quote-unquote, superfoods. For me, that would be blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, the real food. But now people are selling a lot of... cacao, maca, goji berries, and things like that. All these things in packages, bottles, cans. How good are they really, in your opinion, in your experience, Kevin?
Yeah. Some of the superfoods are really good. And things like goji berries, I'm a really big fan of. I mean, they're like, souped up strawberries and blueberries. You know what I mean? So they're pretty valuable in terms of nutrition. I also like superfoods that are, you know, green powders. You know, some people might not call them superfoods, but you know, green powder extracts are amazing type superfoods. I take one called Revitify, which is formulated by Dr. James Sheridan through Elements for Life, but there's other ones too through healthforce.com. You can find different green powders, and that's a real superfood to me. You know, things that just happen to have more nutrient value than anything else, and it's something that you can take to supplement your diet every day that you might not get. You might not get some of the nutrients and minerals from it on a daily basis, and this is something that you can take and just kind of cover all bases is the way I like to say it. So definitely you can get plenty of nutrients and plenty of vitamins and minerals from your food, from your daily food, but sometimes we don't eat enough variety. And you know, there's only a certain number of varieties of different fruits and vegetables in your supermarket, and there's so many more varieties in nature. And if we were actually rummaging around in nature, we'd be eating whatever we could get our hands on. Whereas, you know, we go to the grocery store, and the produce guy is the one who decides what types of vegetables we get, and each different type of vegetable brings a different set of nutrients and a different delivery system for them. So I think it's kind of important to supplement a little bit with very basic type things. You know, the green powder that I have has a bunch of different grass powders, and it has some carob in it, and it does have some adaptogenic herbs in it. But I mean, that's it. It's not that complicated. Some of them, you know, they toss everything in there, and you know, sometimes that can be a negative thing because you might be allergic to one of the things in the green powder, and you know, you might not know where your reaction's coming from, but it might just be the green powder. That happened to me with Green Vibrance, and there's bee pollen, and bee pollen and I don't get along, and I didn't realize that until I removed the Green Vibrance from my diet, and I looked at the back and it said bee pollen. I'm like, oh man, of course this is what it is. So that, in terms of superfoods, you know, whole food extracts are good. Know your body, keep getting tested, and make sure that you know you're on top of it before it actually gets on top of you, and then you know does what happened to me. You know, no one wants to be in that situation.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll be back in a moment. Hi, and welcome back to Rockin' Radio, the segment of Rockin' Radio sponsored by MyPodcastExpert.com, where they offer free teleclasses and paid webinars so you can learn how to do what I do for a minimal cost. You'll learn the layperson's way of doing it with no background needed. If you want to get your name out there as an expert in your field, create and sell product, meet great people, and just have fun like I am today, please check out MyPodcastExpert.com and tell them you heard about them from Revel on Rockin' Radio. Follow me on Twitter, Rockin' Radio, twitter.com/rockinradio or twitter.com/revel, R-E, two V's as in victory, E-L-L. We're here with Kevin Gianni today. He is The Renegade. Check out his website, therenegadehealthshow.com. Remember the T-H-E, Renegade Health Show, all one word, .com. We were talking about superfoods and stuff. Now, let me ask you, Kevin, if you have a certain one that you like, a certain green food, now, won't your body just kind of get used to that, having that same thing every day? Because you talk about no variety, once you keep using the same thing, do you change up?
With the green powder, no. No, we stick with that. I mean, there's a need for variety, and there's also a need to make sure that you're getting all the bases covered. So that's kind of what we use for it. I do get different products shipped to me, and I will try them and switch them out. But you know, I think it's important to have a few kind of steadfast you know, go-to guys that you're taking on a regular basis. And you know what, your body will tell you if it doesn't want it anymore. And usually that's in the form of, man, this just doesn't taste like it used to. And so I usually use that as a cue to get off and take two weeks break or you know, a month break. And particularly if you're taking herbs or things like that, particularly very powerful herbs, if you're cleaning out your system, if you're using oregano oil or olive leaf extract or things like that. You don't want to be on these for an extended period of time. Echinacea as well. You want to take a break from them because your body can start to reject them, and that can only lead to different issues. Your liver or any other system saying, "Hey, man, you know, no more of this. We're done."
Well, it seems like you do a lot of experimenting with your own body, and then you talk about what worked for you to kind
yeah,
of
well, how it's the only. I think it's really one of the only ways that I can transparently and authentically explain health is through my own personal experience and the experience of, you know, people who are really in the trenches and practitioners, not theorists or anything like that, but people who are actually doing tests, really, you know, getting the results or not getting the results, and physically and mentally and you know, intuitively knowing what's happening. And I think that there's a lot of anecdotal stuff in the natural health world. I think a lot of it is, you know, I think there's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of myths about, you know, what works and what doesn't. And there's a lot of half informations. Mm-hmm. And what that is just, you know, someone hears someone say something and the person who said something didn't explain the whole side of it. And then so the person who heard it now starts passing that information along and they never got the whole story behind it. And that can cause a lot of confusion, particularly in the candida issue. You know, there's a whole bunch of different camps that talk about how to get rid of candida. You know, one camp says, you know, drink green drinks, green juices, and take some herbs, and, you know, stay low on the fat. And the other camp says, eat as much fruit as you possibly want, and then, you know, eat greens as well, but don't eat any fat. And, you know, for some people, both of them have worked. Mm-hmm. And now, again, there's not a lot of medical backing as to if they've worked. A lot of it's anecdotal, which kind of ticks me off because I want to know, you know, I'd like to make this a viable type practice. You know, natural medicine is a viable practice. And if it is going to be completely mainstream, it has to fit into a Western mold of, you know, diagnosis, test results, protocol, and then, you know, retest. I mean, that's the Western medical protocol. And in order for natural health to be really accepted by a Western type, you know, mindset, it needs to have that structure. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of these practitioners are really missing the boat on. And they just don't get it. They said, well, you know, this guy said he had candida. He came in and now, you know, he doesn't have candida. Well, did you test before? Did the guy really have candida? Or did they just think they had candida? Because, you know, everyone I talk to thinks they have candida. Is it true or not? Mm-hmm. And, you know, everyone would go on a protocol and say, my candida cleared up. But did it clear up? Did you have it in the first place? Was it something else? Was it just, you know, some sort of bacteria? Not a fungal issue? I mean, it's ridiculous sometimes. But, you know, that's what we're dealing with. And we really need to start putting our finger on what's working and then present that to a Western model or a Western type arena, and that's when people start to pick up on it. I mean, the China study is a great example. I mean, it's a full book based on the vegan diet, and it's based on an epidemiological study that was, you know, significant. And so, you know, people read this and they're like, wow, like maybe this really is true. So it's not just, you know, someone saying, hey, I went on the vegan diet and I feel better. Mm-hmm. This is hey, here's a whole book based on a whole group of people who eat a primarily vegan diet, and they are, you know, they don't have Western disease. That's a big step. I mean, that's a big deal. So, you know, we really have to start thinking like that as practitioners and as people who really want to make a difference. You know, sometimes you got to fit into someone else's model in order for you to be heard.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a tough thing for some of us to do because we're so against that. I mean, I know I've been misdiagnosed a couple of times, and so I don't go to doctors. I haven't been since 1980. I don't recommend other people not do this. This is my choice, and I seem to be doing quite well for almost 60 years old. So what the heck? Anyway, a couple of quick tips here. As of this taping, we've got the holidays coming up, the major holidays. This is going to probably be up just before Thanksgiving. Can you give us a few, just a few Kevin Gianni tips, Renegade?
Yeah. For the holidays.
Yes.
All right. One is relax. Smile and relax. You know, enjoy your family. It's not all about the food. Sometimes it's nice to just hang out with family and not be stressed out about what you're eating. I don't recommend pigging out on garbage, but maybe, you know, help prepare something that's vegan or help prepare something that's raw that you can eat with everyone. You know, don't kind of huddle in the corner with your own meal and
go to the children's table.
Know, yeah, and look down at everyone with a scorn because they're eating, you know, turkey or fish or, you know, Anne-Marie's family has about four or five different types of meats. It's amazing. It's like they bring cow, pig, you know, salmon and chicken and all these things all together. And I don't know what that makes in the stomach, but it can't be a good feeling at the end of the night. But, you know, that's really the first thing. And the second thing is mindset is again, kind of reflecting off of the first thing is that know what your goal is. You know, if your goal is relationships and family and being in a really nice, relaxing environment, then sometimes the food isn't that important because I think that feeling is more powerful than what you shove in your mouth every day. You know, I think we put too much emphasis on food, particularly if we start to get into this vegan or raw food thing. We're always thinking about food, where there's so many more important things than that. And it's something that I still have to work on. You know, I personally still work on that because sometimes I get caught up in the food side of it. And I'm like, wait, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, it's a big deal. But there's, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 different things that you can put into your, you know, health plan that'll help you really have a well-rounded approach. The last thing that I would say about holiday eating is to just really kind of sit down and set your goals for the next year and figure out, you know, what you want and why you're doing it. And sometimes that will really put some focus on you for after the holidays. So while you're going through the holidays, you don't really think about, you know, just what's in front of you or what you're doing. You just kind of think of, you know, where you're going next year. And that'll really help you out. And don't set your New Year's resolutions on New Year's. Set them right now. It's just such a foolish thing. It's such a delay tactic. If you really want something, you'll start doing it now. Because believe me, when we really want things, like if we really want a digital camera, we go out to the store and we buy it. So what about your own health and what about your own life? Go out and do it now, because it's so much better than waiting. You know, we don't wait for a digital camera. Like if we have money, we go and get it because what we want. So that those are the three tips that I would really recommend for someone who really wants to get the best out of the holidays and enjoy and not stress about it.
Fantastic. Great tips. Perfect. So where is Renegade Health going next, real quick?
Renegade Health. I can't announce it yet, but in about three weeks I can announce it.
This is going to be 3 weeks. This is going to go up on the 25th, 3 weeks.
Oh, it is? Yes. Okay. Renegade Health Show is going on the road. We're actually going to be taking 2009, and we're going to be traveling around the country, exploring all the different ins and outs of the American natural health world. So we're going to be interviewing people and exploring organics and exploring sustainable living and a whole bunch of really awesome things. So stay tuned. 2009, we're coming to your town.
Well, you know what? When you get out here, come visit us. We got a room you can stay at.
Oh, we will.
Yeah, I mean, we're in Pasadena, California. Come visit us. We know all the good places.
Awesome.
All right. Kevin, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's been fun. Thanks for, as I said, this will probably be up just before Thanksgiving. I'm looking at the 25th of November 2008.
Okay.
And so, thank you, Kevin. Hold on. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of Rockin' Radio. Please feel free to go to rockinradio.com to purchase books and DVDs by all of my guests to help keep this program on the air. If you would like to advertise on or sponsor this program, please contact me at spillyourbeans@rockinradio.com. My engineer is Bo Estrup. I'm Revel Revity saying remember to revel in life and always play with your food. Bye for now.